Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, for the first time in 20 years, a major bank has pleaded guilty to criminal charges, agreeing to pay $2.6 billion in penalties. Credit Suisse has admitted to helping wealthy Americans evade taxes by hiding their money in offshore accounts. This is the largest bank to acknowledge any criminal wrongdoing in 20 years, as I said. Joining us now is Heidi Moore, finance and economics editor for The Guardian US, in the studio with me. Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
What did Credit Suisse admit to doing here?
Well, they admitted to helping clients avoid taxes, especially U.S. clients. And so we all have an idea of the James Bond view of Swiss banks, right?
You
have
a secret account.
Yeah, secret Swiss bank account, and you jet off, and there's an amazing safe deposit box with, you know, money and jewels. And that's basically the system that we're talking about. And U.S. regulators, especially the Justice Department, decided to dismantle that system. They wanted the name of tax cheats, particularly in the U.S., and they went about getting it by going to Swiss banks, to UBS, to Credit Suisse. You know, there are dozens of other banks that they're talking to as well. And the idea is that these banks, according to the charges, helped these clients essentially hide their money from the IRS. So the bank created false bank statements, and in one hilarious example, actually passed the false bank statements to a client in a copy of Sports Illustrated. I mean, could you find a more Wall Street sort of bro-y metaphor?
That belongs in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they kind of basically played a kind of a shell game with documents to help these clients avoid the attention of the IRS to the extent of allegedly even destroying some documents.
Okay, so they got one bank. They got them to admit doing all of these illegal things, $2.6 billion. And then the next thing you think is, great, they got the bank helping the tax cheats. Who are the tax cheats?
Yes, and that is exactly what's failed, and that's what's interesting about this. So the Justice Department is making a big deal that this is a guilty plea. We have this giant bank. This is a humiliation for them. It's $2.6 billion. Look how great we are as U.S. regulators. But Credit Suisse looks like a hero to Wall Street because they have never given up the names of those clients. They likely won't give up the names of those clients. And so to everyone doing business with Credit Suisse, this kind of guilty plea doesn't actually say, you know, we're, you shouldn't do business with us or we're dangerous. It says we will protect you at all costs. We will go down with our clients.
It seems to transfer even more of the risk to the bank and make it more attractive because look at all the trouble that they're in and those names are still secret.
Yeah, exactly. Like they will take the fall for their clients and that actually makes them look even better to the kind of people that they want to attract.
All right. Well, how much does this have to do with the thing at the back of everybody's mind still, which is the financial collapse of 2008 and 2009? This is a Swiss bank that helped a bunch of rich tax evaders hide their money. What is this have to do with the banking collapse here in the United States? Anything?
Not very much, except that it goes to the kind of the general things that we've learned about bank culture from the crisis. But in terms of the actual derivatives and things like that, it's not kind of a direct bearing.
Is there any sort of financial forensic roadmap here that Credit Suisse has been busted by U.S. regulators? Does that say that, oh, now we've got the financial forensic tools to go after U.S. banks that might help bring some criminal liability here?
That would be a great thought, but there's really no evidence of that. I actually don't even think that they used wiretapping laws, which they did in some of the insider trading cases recently. So, I mean, it helps a great deal that the regulators got this far, but I don't think that it's any great advance in forensics. Yes, they did their research, and they have pursued this case for years. So it's just sheer dogged shoe leather on the part of the Justice Department and the Federal Reserve and New York regulators. But it's not anything that is, you know, so advanced that it can actually force the point of getting the names of the tax cheats.
Now, are there other foreign banks that should be nervous? Credit Suisse is down $2.6 billion, which I don't even know if that's a significant fine for an institution like Credit Suisse. It may be a slap on the wrist. You'll have to tell me. But are there other foreign banks that would be nervous that they've been helping rich tax cheats and that the Justice Department is going to have their eyes on them?
Yeah, well, $2.6 billion is a really significant fine. Credit Suisse had put aside $800 million, which is only a third of that. So it's much bigger than Credit Suisse expected, and it's a very significant number. That said, other banks shouldn't be nervous because even Credit Suisse isn't nervous. Their stock was up today. I mean, investors are excited that this is past them, that they don't have to worry anymore about these regulators. And so, you know, other banks can take a look at what happened to Credit Suisse and say, all right, fine. So we can plead guilty or we can pay a fine and we can just continue to do things the way that we did them before. It's not really the cautionary tale that we wish it were.
But at the same time, the Justice Department has said that other banks are next.
Yes, it has said that, and it's an extensive investigation that will probably go on even for a few more years, because the goal is to get the names of those tax cheats, and very few people are giving them up.
Is there any indication that other banks would be more willing to sing than the famous Swiss, who are famous for their secrecy? I mean, this is the brand of Swiss banking. I'm not surprised that they're not giving up the names, but what about a bank in the Caymans or Brazil or Cuba?
Well, those actually are just as hard to kind of prosecute, but they have fewer assets, and so it might be easier to break their backs, because Credit Suisse can take a fine like $2.6 billion. But if those regulators brought everything that they have to bear on a smaller bank and a fine like that and a guilty plea, then that is a little bit scarier, because they don't have the stature and the history of Credit Suisse to protect them.
One of the concerns, Heidi Moore, might be when you go after a big, entrenched, too big to fail financial institution is that if you cut their legs out from under them or debilitate them, you damage the economy at the same time. We might not like it, but they play a critical role in keeping money moving. How did they sort of try to prevent that in this case?
Well, in this case, Credit Suisse was at risk of losing its New York State banking license, which is a really powerful banking license, because obviously that's where the financial system is, right here in downtown New York. And so that risk was averted because the regulators just didn't choose to take away that license from Credit Suisse. So it doesn't actually affect the movement of money very much at all. And I think that shows that you can do prosecutions like this and you can crack down on banks without breaking their backs and making sure that their business is completely hurt. Now, the flip side of that is that their business is not completely hurt. So there's
right.
not a huge, there's not a huge effect where the banks are saying, wow, we won't do that again.
So that's one lesson learned. The other lesson learned is if you set aside enough money as the cost of doing business, $2.5 billion instead of $800 million, you won't have to give up the name of your clients. You can pay a fine and you can keep doing business in the United States.
Exactly. Give a high five to your bros and move on as business as usual.
High five. Heidi Moore is finance and economics editor for The Guardian. Heidi, thank you.
Thank you.